Tracy Kidder has a gift for making people want to read about the kind of work they don't particularly want to do. In Among School Children, Kidder writes about teaching grammar school, a job that lacks prestige, pays poorly, and doesn't even offer the reward of a finished product. But Kidder becomes such a rapt apprentice that his fascination sparks our own. His book doesn't address most of the big questions about education. Instead, he chronicles a year in the life of one fifth grade teacher, Christine Zajac, and he manages to confer dignity and mystery on the job that, as the saying goes, anybody can do. Kidder sits in on Mrs. Zajac's classes and often goes home with her and watches as she grades papers till midnight. One day, he even follows her to the principal's office, where she's about to discuss a learning disabled boy with the boy's grandmother, who only speaks Spanish, and his transvestite uncle, who shows up in a leather miniskirt. As the year continues, Kidder learns the basic lesson that all teachers and school administrators know. It's very easy to be a bad teacher, and very hard to be a good one. Kidder must have chosen the spunky 34-year-old Mrs. Zajac to be the focus of Among School Children because she's known as the Witch of Kelly School. She's one of those committed teachers who race against the calendar each year to cram as much learning into her students' brains as they'll allow. He chose Kelly School because its student body is unusually diverse. It's located in Holyoke, Massachusetts, a tired industrial town in the middle of the affluent Five Colleges area. Two-thirds of the kids need the free lunch program, while many of the remaining students have been sent there because their middle-class parents believe in public education. The combination of a terrific teacher with students from different economic backgrounds lets Kidder investigate whether public schools are the great equalizers that Horace Mann envisioned. Teaching tearjerkers like Up the Down Staircase and To Sir with Love have explored this theme before. But Mrs. Zajac's struggle is more absorbing than those of her fictional counterparts, and its outcome is more ambiguous. A brilliant student named Judith seems a sure bet for a scholarship until her family suddenly moves back to Puerto Rico. Then there's Robert, a self-abuser who gouges bloody furrows in his arms with pennies. Robert finally responds to Mrs. Zajac when he constructs an electric light for the school science fair, but his project is a mess of twisted nails and a light bulb with a busted filament. The prizes mostly go to the middle-class kids whose parents help them, and Mrs. Zajac decides that the only lesson the science fair teaches is that life is unfair. Despite these setbacks, Kidder emerges from his year in the classroom with a belief in the realistic possibilities of education. He says that good teachers put snags in the river of children passing by, and over the years they redirect hundreds of lives. Among School Children will vividly remind most readers of the reasons why they don't want to teach, and it will deepen their respect for talented teachers who've reconciled themselves to the drawbacks of their jobs but aren't so easily satisfied when it comes to their students.